Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to be talking about being grateful for the old version of yourself. This thought came to me the other day whenever I looked around and I was like, I'm exactly in the place where I prayed for a while ago. And if that person that I was before didn't pray for this version of myself, then I wouldn't be here. You get what I'm saying? So also, if that person didn't go through the things that they went through, excuse me, I wouldn't have the amount of strength or the amount of knowledge or courage or whatever the case may be to be the person that I am now. And really paying attention to who that person is versus who she used to be is something that I'm still trying to grasp the concept of, because it's something about you actually doing the things that you set out to do that just kind of makes you, you should be proud of yourself, but it kind of makes you question stuff at the same time, like, why didn't I do this sooner, whatever. But there's a lesson in that as well, of everything happens when it's supposed to happen and exactly how it's supposed to happen. Within the context of us not trying to force outcomes or potential outcomes into situations, but just kind of like letting them be what they are, letting people be who they are, expose themselves for who they are, etc. And I had to realize that in order for me to see who I am now, I had to also distance myself from a lot of stuff that I used to enjoy or that I used to like. And part of that was a good thing because it helped me to develop new interests and stuff. But also, it kind of threw things off a little bit because I felt like I couldn't be myself anymore after certain situations in my life happened. I couldn't be that version of myself anymore without those certain people in my life or that being in a certain environment. So I tried to change as much of myself as possible to, I guess, be unrecognizable to the outside world, but also ended up translating into me not recognizing myself. And I realized that I was running from myself because I felt like there was faults in that version of me, and faults in me overall, not just pieces of me, but just as a whole, mainly because I let other people's opinions of me, or just so many traumatic experiences or memories that were attached to who I was, made me feel like in order for me to fully accept myself, I have to become someone else. Which it's kind of interesting for me to be saying this out loud, but that's pretty much exactly what happened. I felt so uncomfortable in my body that I dissociated and I distanced myself and created a new identity. So I guess a better example or explanation of that would be, I've dealt with sexual assault and things of that nature before. And whenever people deal with any form of trauma, really, there's a level of dissociation that comes with that, where you kind of just don't feel safe in your body, because your body was supposed to protect you from these things, right? And it didn't. It failed. So there's a lack of trust with your body and being able to see it as home anymore. And once you stop seeing it as home, you obviously want to pack up and move somewhere else and find a new home. And with that, once you find a new home, you have to start from scratch. And then you look back on things and you're like, I don't even know who this person is anymore. I know who I am now, but I can't even resonate with that version of myself because of the amount of growth or dissociation, or however you want to put it, that I've had to go through in order to finally be comfortable in my skin again. But I am very grateful for those experiences. I mean, I used to feel like a lot of the stuff that I dealt with, I could have went without experiencing it, and why am I the person that has to go through all this stuff, blah, 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 because that wasn't the only instance of me dealing with sexual assault or abuse or anything like that. There has been years of traumatic experiences, but once you realize that you went through those things in order to share things with people, or to share experiences with people, or just to even relate to other people and help them, it makes the situation kind of like, I'm glad I went through it so that you don't have to, or I'm glad that I went through it so that you don't have to feel alone going through whatever you're going through. And I've learned to appreciate myself and my old self and my everything way more now, because I've chosen to sit down and really try to pay more attention and really learn who this person is that I want to become, who the person is that I am right now, and who the person is that I used to be. And none of these versions of me are perfect, but all of them are wonderful because they all have helped me in ways that I could never thank them for. But I have also learned that if it wasn't for the version of me paying attention to the past, that I wouldn't understand a lot of the things that are happening in the present too. Like I said earlier in the episode, I was sitting there and I was just looking around, and I realized I was in exactly what I had prayed about. And I used to want my own apartment and my own space, and just to have my freedom of expression. And I was always the person that people would call on for help, and I would jump to people's help whenever they needed me to. And that's not a bad thing, but I used to always pray out of exhaustion for time to worry about myself and learn about myself and just to be alone. And I got exactly that. And that's exactly what I'm experiencing now. But I didn't realize that I was there until I thought back on it. And now it's kind of like, okay, I've experienced being alone. Now I want companionship. but we have to be appreciative of the spaces in life that we are currently in order to appreciate anything in the future that could come towards us. And we also have to realize that we are in these positions and spaces of our lives for a reason. Everything happens exactly how it's supposed to. in the right times and space that it's supposed to. And a lot of that stuff is out of our control. But whenever we try to control it is when we overlook a lot of the lessons that we're supposed to experience. And I'm grateful for all these lessons that I'm experiencing, the good and the bad. And I am also grateful for the person that I used to be. And I wanted to share this because I'm sure that there are people out there that think like me of why am I dealing with this or why me, blah, blah, blah. But why not you? You know? Like, who better to do it than you? And it's not to say that woe is me, like I'm not fit for this. You wouldn't be going through the experiences that you're going through if you weren't fit for it. There's just a lack of confidence or a lack of knowledge that you don't have in order to be able to get the full amount of fulfillment in those experiences. So be grateful for all the versions of yourself is really what this episode boils down to. And I just hope that we all learn to love all versions of ourselves, and especially the person that we are today, because we don't have to be here. We could have easily been gone by now, but we're here for a reason. And the more you learn about yourself, the more you figure out what that reason is and your purpose. But that's all for today. I hope y'all have a wonderful day and do something nice for yourself today. Take yourself out to eat, buy yourself some flowers, go for a walk in the park, or take a trip or something. I don't know. Show yourself some love because you deserve it. Who's to say that you don't? Have a good day. Bye.